Good morning, everyone. And we begin in Washington, D.C., with some possible signs that some lawmakers are pulling back from the brink on these debt ceiling talks. And what does indecision sound like when a lawmaker actually is contemplating in their own mind, you know what, maybe we shouldn't drive the American economy straight into a brick wall? What does that sound like? Listen.
I mean, I'm so close on Boehner's, let alone those subtle differences like that could probably push me back to a no.
If you voted for Boehner and that came back with just one debt limit increase?
I don't know. I am so right on the edge. Like I said, any little thing could push me either way.
That's a Republican of Nebraska, Congressman Lee Terry, talking to our own Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. What's it like, Todd, to watch a lawmaker sort of mulling it over in his own brain whether or not to send the U.S. economy over a cliff?
Well, a guy like Lee Terry is thinking about a few things. Of course, he's thinking about the economy. He's thinking about his own political future. He's thinking about the right thing to do. And he's thinking about his support for Speaker John Boehner. Because if this bill goes down today, it is a major blow to Boehner's leadership in the divided House, in the divided Republican conference, which, as we've said, has lots of Tea Party members, conservatives who are driving this debate, but establishment Republicans who support him. There's so much hanging in the balance here. And what's really driving this vote today, in the count today, which looks like it might go Boehner's way, but we can't make any predictions.
Todd, let's just get the details out. So the bill on the floor today is what, a $917 billion deficit reduction bill that goes directly to objections from some Tea Party lawmakers, Lee Terry not being one of them. And that is going to be on the floor. If Boehner wins it, then it becomes the only game in town for a few hours, right?
For a few hours. Harry Reid has said unequivocally this bill cannot pass the Senate. Every single Democrat and the two independents who vote with them, including Joe Lieberman, sent a letter to Boehner saying we vote unanimously against that bill, so don't even bother. But it would strengthen Boehner's negotiating hand with the Senate considerably if it passes.
Todd, hold on there for just a second, because we've got another voice on this. And what I loved about that tape that you got, Todd, is that you can hear in the voice of that Republican lawmaker just how much is at play here. Loyalty to the speaker, worrying about the constituency back home, worrying about the party itself. Ron Christie, Republican political strategist and CEO of Christie Strategies, former special assistant to President George W. Bush. We love having you on the program, Ron. Welcome back.
John, always a pleasure to join you.
Now, take me straight into the mind of that Republican lawmaker, and Lee Terry could be a lot of lawmakers. What are the worries among GOP strategists here, or are there any?
Well, I think there's a lot of concern out there. You have to remember that Speaker John Boehner is part of the establishment. He was elected in 1990. He's been on the inner circle of the Republican leadership, tossed out and then brought back to life, and a lot of folks have rallied behind him. But he has a new worry, John, and that worry, as Todd well knows, is that there are 87 new members of the Republican caucus, the Republican freshmen who came in. Many of those folks came in and they said that they wanted to balance the budget, they wanted to have a leaner, meaner government, and they don't like raising the debt ceiling. So what the speaker is trying to juggle right now is, and we heard that in the tape from the clip that Todd had with Congressman Terry, is the folks who really just don't know, how do they reconcile with their constituents who sent them to Washington, who said cut the spending, with those who say we've got to support the speaker and we've got to save the country. It's a very, very delicate balancing act that's going on in the Republican caucus right now.
All right, that's Ron Christie, Republican political strategist and friend of the program. Todd Zwillick also with us. I want both of you to respond to this. How come then does John Boehner seem so under siege right now, but Harry Reid over in the Senate seems so confident? Listen.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if Speaker Boehner's bill passes or fails. The way to resolve this crisis is to ignore the extremists and meet in the middle of the road.
Is Reid pushing his own sort of risk factor here, Ron Christie, by sounding so confident that Boehner is going to shoot himself in the foot?
I think he is. I think that there's a reason that the approval rating of Congress right now is at an all-time low, is that people who live in the real world, people outside of the Beltway in Washington, D.C., look at a crisis and they say, why is there this political posturing? And the majority leader, Harry Reid, sounds confident, almost giddy of, well, I don't care what John Boehner and the House do because his bill is dead on arrival. Instead, I think what they all need to do is focus on compromise, focus on a package that will pass, and focus on something that President Obama can sign. And I think that's really what's driving a lot of the distrust and the anger directed towards Congress today.
That's Ron Christie, Republican political strategist and CEO of Christie Strategies. Well, Todd Zwillich, does Harry Reid know something that we don't know? In fact, are the constituents, tell me what your sources are saying, are constituents weighing in on this? President Obama and John Boehner both went to the American people earlier this week. Are lawmakers hearing back on one side or the other?
I think Harry Reid does know a couple of things we don't know, but really this is about Democratic control of the Senate. He knows he has all his people in line and he can defeat that bill. He's trying to have as strong a bargaining position as possible. He also knows something that might give you a little bit of heart, that no matter what kind of bargaining position John Boehner has, Harry Reid doesn't have 60 votes for his own bill. But one good thing that might be driving this, Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, and the White House are talking, and Harry Reid's in on those conversations. They have been negotiating for days on where this goes if John Boehner succeeds and where it goes if John Boehner fails, because all of them seem committed to not having a deadlock at the 11 and a half hour.
Well, let's hold on to that Mitch McConnell point. If McConnell is talking to the White House, that means he has already signaled he does not plan to stand up and be John Boehner's buddy in the Senate and basically shut down the Reid plan. And is there any Republican senator that will do that at this point?
Mitch McConnell has said clearly that he supports John Boehner's plan, but he said the other day, John, that he is not going to let the perfect get in the way of this because the perfect is not attainable. And something rare for Mitch McConnell, I'm willing to accept something less than what I want. So that's a pretty cryptic statement, but it means exactly what you just said. He's willing to deal, and indeed he is dealing. We don't know the exact contours of that deal, but there are a lot of commonalities between the House bill and the Senate bill. There are a lot of areas where they can agree if they're sitting down and talking about those parameters.
All right, before we go, and the American people have been weighing in at the program at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Todd Zwillich, where does it go from here? Ron Christie, what do you think is going to happen? Give us a quick assessment of the next 18 hours.
All right, we got to watch that House vote. It says a lot about the next 36 hours if John Boehner fails to succeed, and watch the Tea Party groups, how hard they hammer today before the vote to try to divide Republicans.
Ron Christie, are they going to make a deal?
I think they will. I totally agree with Todd. I think you need 218 votes to pass in the House. I think it's going to be a nail-biter. I predict 219.
Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, and Todd Zwillich, takeaway Washington correspondent on the cliffhanger in D.C. Thanks, guys.